Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack was happy to take some well-deserved holiday time off this week after what has been a very busy and productive year for USDA.
You know, the Farm Bill allowed us to reinstitute our trade promotion programs, and I'm really pleased and proud of the fact that we set yet another record in agricultural trade at $152 billion. Gave us a new opportunity to leverage resources and partner with folks across the country in terms of regional conservation. We're expecting, anticipating good projects, and we're not disappointed. Over 250 solid projects were proposed under the RCPP program. We expect to make some decisions after the first of the year there. We've set up the new Research Foundation. We've obviously got the ARC and PLC safety net programs out for folks to look at. The website gives them, again, the ability to do some calculations about their particular farm and their particular operation to make that important decision sometime early next year. So a lot going on the farm safety net side. And then, of course, we've seen expanded access to new crop insurance programs, the new Stax program for cotton growers, the SCO program that allows people to buy up a little additional coverage, supplemental coverage. Just a tremendously busy year in many, many respects. A record number of farm loans, a record number of microloans, real focus on beginning farmers, and then we've got all the rural development programs and a lot of the research projects that are being done. So, real busy year for USDA.
If there's one wish Secretary Vilsack could have had fulfilled in time for Christmas this year, it would be getting trade promotion authority from Congress so they could move forward in earnest on negotiating the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP.
You get an up-and-down vote on a trade agreement. You don't get a circumstance where people can nitpick one aspect or another about it, that they basically can say yes or no. If you don't have fast track, it becomes very difficult to negotiate an agreement and very difficult to get one passed. If we can't get a Trans-Pacific Partnership agreement through the process, it's not as if the status quo remains. We've got China out there that's negotiating with these countries, trying to get their own Asian trade agreement that would exclude the United States.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.